All right, we are ready to get started. Welcome to Planning Commission tonight. We will open for any public comments that are not pertaining to agenda items. Seeing as there are none, we will move to agenda item 3, consideration of a preliminary design plan and final plat for a two-lot subdivision called Union Court, located at 25 and 95 East Union Avenue, and Cal Johnson is the applicant. We have Mr. Johnson with us here in person, and then two other applicants joining us online. Thank you for being here. All right, Mackenzie.
Thank you. This is the location of 25 and 95 East Union Avenue. They're existing parcels, and if you remember, parcels are not part of a legal subdivision per state code. When we use the term lot, that's when it means something that's been subdivided. So these are two existing parcels that have been in existence for decades, and these two property owners are wanting to do a lot line adjustment, essentially, where the person who owns lot 2 is going to buy approximately I had it on the agenda. 1.41 acres of land from lot 1. In order to do this, they have to do a subdivision, and that's why we're here tonight. It is zone manufacturing distribution. They already meet the required frontages, and the frontages are not changing. And even with the change of ownership on that back half, they still will meet the minimum 2-acre requirement for lot size in the zone. The one thing that is different about this subdivision is the existing land that is going to be obtained by lot 2 is currently used for drainage for both of the properties, or the on-site retention detention that has to happen. Again, these properties were developed way before that code was put in place and the standards for stormwater retention and detention, but because we're making these modifications, we can't allow them to come in and just like hard surface or regrade that area that is or should be functioning for those purposes without something else planned. We do know that this applicant will use that green area right now that you see on your map for surfacing of outdoor storage and parking. And what we've required of them is to submit civil drawings that have been reviewed by the city engineer, and we're still reviewing them as part of this plat to ensure that what they do when they come for us with a site plan is going to be compliant. So we're just doing that work ahead of time. And right now what they're planning is to put a stormwater basin on the back half of, why will this not change? I'm so sorry, guys. There we go. On the back half of lot 1, and then there will be another one improved on the front half of what is lot 2 right here. Here's the new proposed property lines. Again, they're compliant with code. We do have some outstanding engineering and planning red lines, and those need to be addressed before the plat is recorded, but we are recommending that you guys approve this preliminary design plan and final plat as it comes before you tonight, or recommend approval to the city council with the condition that those red lines are corrected before the plat is recorded.
If you have any questions. Thanks, Mackenzie. Any questions for staff or Mackenzie?
At the risk of delaying the meeting, I'm going to ask a question. Sorry.
It's okay. I droned on. You're fine. I'm a bit rusty.
We appreciate it.
I under-participated last meeting. Anyway, this may be more for the applicant, but on the modified lot 2, on the parcel that's going to be graveled and used for parking and outdoor storage, do we know, or can I get an understanding of what the nature of the land use is? Is it anything to do with like bulk LP storage, or is it strictly parking? And
I can kind of answer that, but I think Jeremy might also want to chime. Well, Jeremy owns lot 1, correct? So I don't know for sure, but the existing business is Feral Gas LP that owns what is lot 2 or will be lot 2, and they already have outdoor storage operations with just trucks, it looks like. The expectation, from what I understand, is they're just going to be expanding that area over, and so it'll be the same type of outdoor storage. Now, for this subdivision, I don't know that it's completely necessary to dissect that land use as much, because when they are going to surface that area, they have to come back to us for site plan approval because they're disturbing over 5,000 square feet. So I don't know if Jeremy knows something different than I do about what their operations are and can touch on that.
Yeah, I can see that Mike Warren is an attendee. He is the property owner to the east. So he probably could throw something in the chat if he has anything different, but just consistent with what is there now.
Which
he said, he says it's for parking only. I just got a text from him.
For parking of semi-trucks tractor trailer?
Yeah, I think it's just consistent use with what already doing there. And he's saying, yes, it's just consistent with what they're doing for tractor trailers.
And Ron, Commissioner Jorgensen, I want to touch on the fact that we did check this is not in the drinking water wellhead protection zone. So the city engineer did not have any front concerns with that.
Yeah, the nature of my concern was more relative to flammable substances, particularly like proximity to the rail corridor. I'm not an expert in it, but I just wondered if there was a nexus to the jurisdiction of the fire marshal, state fire marshal, and or Sal Davis. I don't know. I mean, that's what I was wondering is, you know, what this entailed, because, you know, you don't have to look very far to see train derailments, and you can see the catastrophic things that happen, like in that East Palestine and so forth. Anyway, I'm just curious with whether there was any regulatory process outside of our own that had to do with the nature of the LP business.
No, we haven't looked into any.
What I'm hearing, I'm sorry. So Mike Warren has just sent me a text, and he said there will be no additional storage of any propane. It's just for parking.
Okay. There you go. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Any other questions or comments for either the staff or the applicants or landowners? And if not, we can move to a motion.
Commissioner Holbrook, I move that the Planning Commission recommend approval to the City Council of preliminary design plan and final plat for the two lot subdivision called Union Court, located at 25 and 95 East Union Avenue, with the following conditions: correction of all red lines on the plat and construction drawings.
Thank you, Commissioner Holbrook. And do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Commissioner Ward. Any comment or discussion on the motion? All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? And it passes. All right, good luck to you. We hope that works out for you, and thank you for being here tonight.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate all your...
Thank you. Thank you for being here to answer those questions. That's very helpful for us. And good luck to
you. Yeah, very happy to do it. Appreciate it.
All right, and we will move to agenda item 4, report on City Council.
There are not any new things to report from that side of things, but I just got a text while I was presenting, which kind of threw me off, from our fearless leader, and she's engaged. I don't know if she's okay with me telling you this, but she just sent me a picture of her with a ring that says, I said yes. It threw me off. I like glanced down and I was like.
Second.
I second her happiness. So I'm sure she'll want to tell you guys, but I just about died. I'm like holding it together over here. But yeah, there's nothing to report. So there you go.
Congratulations. Okay, approval of the minutes from July 25th. Any amendments or adjustments to the minutes as they are drafted? And if not, we can do a motion.
Commissioner Jorgensen to make a motion that we approve the meeting minutes as drafted for the July 25th, 2023 Planning Commission meeting.
Thank you. And do we have a second?
Second, Commissioner Moss.
Thank you. And any comments? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye. And we are adjourned.